The latest on the wildfire in Woodward and Mustang Public Schools suspends students for an ice walkout. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, February 19th. I'm Nick Daniels. While fire crews continue to fight blazes in northwestern Oklahoma, the fire in the city of Woodward has died down. Anna Pope has the latest, and responders say the city was lucky.
Fields are hazy around Woodward. Among stretches of blackened ground, some small patches are still smoldering. The fire has subsided, with a few storage structures burned. Not including volunteer crews from surrounding communities, the city has about 40 firefighters. At least 200 people responded to the fire. Woodward Fire Marshal Marcus Stevenson says the extra help and change in weather conditions prevented devastation.
We're still trying to get estimates, but it looks like at this moment we haven't lost any structures inside city limits, which being on it and in the middle of it, I didn't think that was a possibility.
He says Woodward proper does not usually see fires of this scale, but they knew this year would be tough because of the drought and large amount of dead or dormant plants on the ground. In Woodward, I'm Anna Pope.
Near critical to critical fire danger continues across much of the state today. Student-led protests against ICE are popping up all over Oklahoma, and districts are facing pressure from lawmakers to enforce discipline. State Impacts Beth Wallace reports Mustang Public Schools has suspended 122 students for demonstrating during the school day.
A spokesperson for Mustang says students were told to remain in class, but some did not comply and participated in a February 5th walkout. The district assigned those students in school suspensions for the unexcused absences. Governor Kevin Stitt congratulated the district in a social media post. Quote, "Free speech is sacred, but truancy robs your future." The actions come after a group of lawmakers condemned the walkouts last week and called for investigations into staff who may have been involved. The letter originally listed Mustang, but a revised version left out the names of districts. Mustang says it found no evidence of staff involvement. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma lawmakers are weighing a measure to use tax dollars to fund out-of-state organizations hoping to convince women not to end their pregnancies. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on this update to the state's Choosing Childbirth program.
Oklahoma's Choosing Childbirth program offers state-funded grants to organizations helping and encouraging women to carry pregnancies to term instead of aborting them. The money has been reserved for Oklahoma-based nonprofits providing free services within the state. Now, Bartlesville Republican Julie Daniels' Senate Bill 1503 would open those grants to entities not based in Oklahoma. Daniels says the tweaks are meant to include a specific service provider, Human Coalition.
Human Coalition is an entirely digital service provider to women seeking abortion. And because of the way our statutes are written, even though they are registered with the Secretary of State in Oklahoma, they don't have a brick and mortar presence in Oklahoma because they operate digitally.
Human Coalition is based in Texas, but offers virtual services in seven other states. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The measure passed through committee earlier this week and can now be heard on the full Senate floor. The Senate Appropriations Committee voted unanimously Wednesday to increase the pay for members of the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board. Senate Bill 1330 would nearly double the pay for the board chairman and four other members. The board meets to consider the fate of inmates like clemency, sentence commutations, pardons, or early release. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports the pay adjustment is expected to cost $98,000 annually. The last time the board had a pay increase was in 2002. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.